Thank you so much for taking the time out today.
You're welcome. No, it's a pleasure. It's absolutely a pleasure.
Are you at least someplace warm?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Actually, today it's like only -3 here in Manitoba.
Oh, that's not so bad. You've got good weather.
I know. I don't know what's happening. It's kind of a trick, I think.
Well, hopefully you'll bring it here when you come to Edmonton, although it hasn't been too bad this winter, but I think you'll bring the sunshine and the good weather, right?
Well, absolutely. That's what I do. I just bring the sunshine.
And you guys come quite a bit. You've been to Edmonton quite a bit. Do you have family here?
I actually do. I have some cousins. They have a band called the Bad Communicators. And yeah, it's one of my favorite cities, actually, in Canada. I don't know why, but it reminds me a little bit of Winnipeg in its own way. Capital City kind of has this vibe going on. I like the people. The shows we've had have been amazing.
We're so excited to see you. March 15th, you guys are coming back. What can we expect from your show? Are there going to be some surprises on the set list?
I think so, yeah. It's really interesting now because we've written the new record When the Devil Drives, recorded it and toured it last summer, and we're still kind of touring it, working on those songs. We have some new singles that we're about to release, but also, it's crazy as it sounds, it's the 30th anniversary this year of Affliction. And so for us, there's some songs on Affliction that we might dig out that we haven't played in a very long time just because of that milestone.
Do you find in all that time that your music has kind of evolved or changed a little bit from when you first started?
Absolutely. I think as an artist, I've always wanted to like explore a new vibe or a different vibe every record. So I work really hard to try and make sure that, you know, we're always progressing. And I think that as a songwriter, you want to become, you know, as good as you can. And it's hard to define that, but it's like trying to get as close to that thing that you hear in your head onto the, you know, into the recording.
I'm so interested in this. Back in 2016, you traded your microphone in for a stethoscope, and you worked as a nurse in a First Nation. What made you decide to do such a big change?
Well, there's been a pretty colossal shift and a paradigm shift in the music business. We went from, you know, where people would buy your back catalog on a physical product to where it was digitally downloaded for a very, you know, low price. Plus the streaming services really don't compensate artists. And so if you want to make a living as a musician, you know, you have to have those ticket sales, you have to sell a ton of merch, and you have to go out and work it away from home. I have a young family and, you know, getting divorced at that time, I needed to be around for my children. I don't know. I've always been interested in psychology. And so I took the psychiatric training. I became a psychiatric nurse, a bachelor of science in psychiatric nursing. And then I just noticed when I was at school, like when I was taking my, what they call a practicum, where you do your kind of like an internship in a hospital or in an acute mental health setting. And I just saw that there was a systemic racism and there was, I don't know how to describe it. There was a lot of bias towards certain members of the community. And I realized that if I was going to take this job, I wanted to, anything I do, whether it's music or being a dad or being, you know, a psychiatric nurse, I like to do it to the best of my abilities and be challenged. And I felt like working at Chinook Wapco was the first place I worked at Dakota Nation. This was going to be a really cool challenge and I was going to learn a lot. And I took the job and I didn't realize how big the Dakota culture was going to affect me, but I started to go to sweats. I started to get involved in the culture, and I was at Chinook Wapco until just last year, July, and then now I'm at Sioux Valley Dakota Nation, and I head up the wellness team there.
It's amazing how the Indigenous community and culture just welcomes people. They just bring you right in.
It is actually stunning because of all the stuff that Canada and colonial settlers had done to these communities and these different separate Indigenous nations. It's shocking that they're so open and so welcoming still. I am humbled by their acceptance into the culture, and I'm humbled by being invited into homes. I feel honored and grateful that I'm allowed to work in this community and share the lives and try and make people's lives better. It's amazing work. It's really, really challenging, and I really, really enjoy it, and I wouldn't trade it. In the world of jobs, to me, it's all the stuff I did before working in music, and I continue to do making music. It just helps because music is a great connector. And then also just the different people that I've met over the course of my career allows me to be able to relate with people, you know, on that level.
Did that experience also kind of come through in some of your newer songs and your newer albums?
Absolutely. There's a song called Whisper on When the Devil Drives. You can get it on any of your streaming platforms. And I wrote it for my mom, but I also wrote it for people that know, like that believe that know when you cross over, that you can still communicate with your family and you can still be there for them and you could still try and help them. And Whisper, I'm standing right beside you. I may not physically be here, but I know that my mom and I know that people that I've lost, my father and family members, they're still around you. They still help you. They still spiritually are around you. And Whisper is, you know, can you see me? Can you hear me? I'm standing right here. And that's what that song is about.
What a beautiful sentiment to leave it. And will you be playing it? Will that be one of your songs you'll be playing?
I'm hoping. We've got so many, and it is one that we want to add to the set. So we'll see. There's so many songs to choose from. But
that's kind of the problem you want, right? We have so many songs to choose from.
It's nice. It's not like they're all the greatest things ever, but you know, they're the songs we wrote, so we love them.
Well, we do too. We're so excited to see you and to hear them. Econoline Crush at the Pearl Showroom Saturday, March 15th. Get your tickets from the link on our website, ravenradio.ca. Thank you so much, Trevor.
You are so welcome, and I look forward to seeing you there and rocking Edmonton.